8:49, 11 to go till 9 o'clock. It's the R.J. Harris Breakfast Show. Well, you know, each Christmas time, we have our good friend Joe Trojak, who is such a talent, come in, and he plays Christmas tunes on his organ, his piano. Joe, a piano organ. Piano, really. Right?
Keyboard.
Keyboard.
It's a Motif keyboard, which can do almost anything, but usually we do it on piano.
Woo! So Joe is here every year, and it's one of the highlights, and you've heard his name throughout the years here on WHB 580. Joe is a good friend of ours. He's also an entrepreneur who is in a business that is the toughest business out there, the recording studio industry, and he has kind of put together a very, very inspirational story on you know, how to do just what Joe has done, and that's go out and be a success. It's called Focus on Your Light, the book that you've authored, Finding the Spark to Forge Your Own Path in Business. Tell us about it.
Well, we were very honored over the years to have lots of college interns start working with us. We had 30 from Lebanon Valley, Etown College, Mansfield, Syracuse, etc. And all of them were fascinated. How did you build this? How did you guys do this? Mm. How did you build a $500,000 building for $150,000? So we decided to tell the story, but not just this story, to go back to my mom, my grandfather, my dad, how they came from Europe, how they came as immigrants, had very, very little. And, you know, my grandfather built the first homes in the Pittsburgh area from old rail cars that were being burned.
Wow.
He stopped them and said, I could use that wood. They said, fine, you got 2 weeks, Martin. He went and they rigged up a Jeep engine saw, made a table saw, and those houses to this day still stand in the Pittsburgh area. They're beautiful. And the Jeep engine saw then went to Africa and helped a missionary to build schools and churches in the Mount Kilimanjaro area.
So this is genetic for you. It's been handed down through the generations, the work ethic and how to get it done.
Yes, over and over, I'm always telling people, you're going to have to work. It is very few people to have a situation where everything's handed to them. In most situations, you've got to look for opportunities and be ready for those opportunities. And it's going to be some sweat labor in a lot of different situations to make it all work.
So if a graduate came to you and said, what's the number one thing? I'm looking for a job. What's the number one thing that you would tell me to do to succeed? What would it be?
Right now, options. What are some different things that you could do to launch your career? When I came out of college, I was going to either be an industrial salesperson or I was going to start this business. And the industrial sales things never lined up, but a friend of mine, Brian Duran, needed help installing phone systems. There was a quick job there. And then some other situations, and I just started stringing them one after another. And then you just have to network and get out there and meet people. But whenever you have any kind of a project, small, medium, large, you have to deliver.
Right.
And deliver with a smile as much as possible.
Well, Joe, we're already out of time. Focus on Your Light, Finding the Spark to Forge Your Own Path in Business is available where?
It is available at St. Thomas Roasters. We have a book signing on October 28th.
Okay.
It's available on Amazon, and we're asking people this Friday to try to all go online to get it on Amazon. Midtown Scholar Bookstore is coming up. There's going to be other signings. We're going to be doing an event with Tremendous Life Books with Tracy.
All right. At that point, I have to hit pause, but I'm going to tell them to go to Facebook and look for you, okay?
Actually, fireupnow.org or Facebook.
All right. Sounds good. Joe Trojak, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for giving me the time, everyone. Have a great day.
It's 8:53. 2 minutes to go until 9 o'clock.